Welcome back to Sefer Eyov. It's time for Nach Perek Lamed Hey. We're going to quote a landmark Malbim over here. The Malbim echoes the words of Josh Haran, and he says that punishments in this world, or punishments in general, that Hashem gives out, and reward as well, they're not that Hashem decides punishment and reward, so to speak. They're natural reactions. Hashem created the world such that when you do certain physical things, they're reactions. You bang your head on the wall, it hurts. You take things that you eat, things that you're allergic to, you have an allergic reaction. When you do something that damages your soul, then there's a reaction. When you eat things that are bad for you, you vomit. When you eat things that are bad for you Jewishly, non-kosher, your soul vomits, so to speak. And therefore, punishment, it's not Hashem taking revenge. It means that there's a certain reaction that Hashem has placed into the world already. That's how the Drash Haran explains it. That's how the Malbim says as well. And therefore, when you learn from those punishments, you become a better person, because the punishment and the sin are intrinsically bound together, such that you can learn from your punishments. Elihu, now in Perek Lamed Hey, continues to respond to what Eov is saying, especially the claim of why Hashem doesn't kill wicked people. What does he say? He says, look, I disagree with you, but I also don't believe your friend's viewpoint that you've sinned. Elihu says, you know, maybe you haven't sinned, but Hashem doesn't gain anything from us performing mitzvahs that he needs to reward us. He rewards us out of chesed, kindness. It's not that Hashem's received, he pays back. It's kindness, it's chesed. Elihu says that reward and punishment are not external to your mitzvahs and averus. You can't receive a reward token when you do a good deed to cash in at a later date. It says mitzvahs and averus are creating the rewards and punishments. The mitzvah builds a person, you know, as the Malbim and Drash Haran we quoted says, to be fitting and experience the world to come, and sin can remove, can muffle a person's sensitivities. Beautiful thing over here. It says that wicked people therefore receive innate destruction. That's part and parcel of what sin is, even if they're not punished, but the sin itself is destruction. Unbelievable point. He says, when the righteous don't object to what evil people are doing, if there are many evil people, then Hashem conceals himself. But what, you're going to say Hashem doesn't listen to the cries of the righteous? Of course he does. That's false. Elihu therefore goes on to argue that Eov's mission in life is to pursue justice, eliminate crime and oppression. This is why you, Eov, were a judge. But Hashem punished you for not fulfilling your role of ridding Eretz Yisrael of evil and oppression, since Eretz Yisrael at the time had no clear rule of law. It's interesting. Does that show what period Eov lived? This is the comment of the Malbim. I don't know. Eov rejects Hashem's hashgacha, as he had Eov did reject Hashem's hashgacha because he had an erratic state of mind due to his suffering. Again, Elihu is saying that, and that's a very important point. That is Perek Lamed Hey.